named Oliver that my husband and I adopted. Oliver's extreme fear, anxiety, and compulsions cracked open my world and prompted me to investigate whether other animals could be mentally ill. This book is the tale of what I found, the story of my own struggle to help Oliver, and the journey it inspired, a search to understand what identifying insanity in other animals might tell us about ourselves. There isn't a branch of veterinary science, psychology, ethology, the science of animal behavior, neuroscience, or wildlife ecology dedicated to investigating whether animals can be mentally ill. What I have done in this book is draw together evidence from the veterinary sciences and pharmaceutical and psychological studies, first-person accounts of zookeepers, animal trainers, psychiatrists, neuroscientists, and pet owners, observations made by 19th-century naturalists and contemporary biologists, and wildlife scientists, and many ordinary people who simply had something to say about animals doing odd things around them. All of these threads, when pulled together, suggest that humans and other animals are more similar than many of us might think when it comes to mental states and behaviors gone awry. Experiencing churning fear, for example,